Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jay Schwanke, and first of all, good morning to you, Jay.
Thank you, LaVon. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're going to be even happier when you are in Atlantic on, well, of all days, the March 17th.
And at St. Patrick's Day in Atlantic, yes. Iowa, what could be better?
Well, the better thing is that you are going to be here to talk and demonstrate and just share a whole lot of your life with us, Jay. So that is a really great way to celebrate that day and to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Spring Garden Seminar. So, Jay, we're just delighted to have you coming here, but I think we need to let people know a little bit about you. Let's kind of start at the beginning. How did you get into this whole flower business?
Well, that's the best story, because I was actually born at a flower convention in Nebraska. My mom and dad ran the Nebraska Florist Society for over 50 years. There were over 400 florists in the state of Nebraska, and my dad was the executive director, and they would have quarterly events. And so in March of 1960, they were holding a grower school. So it was kind of dedicated to growing things and getting things ready for the springtime. And my mother was running the registration desk, and she went into labor. And she told my dad, she said, I think we need to go somewhere and have this baby. And my dad said, well, have you looked outside? They were at a hotel for this great little event. And he said, there's 19 inches of snow out there. I don't think we're going anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And they paged the front desk, and there was a general practitioner who delivered me at the convention.
So really? At the convention?
I was actually born at the flower convention. Later on, moved to the hospital with my wonderful mother. But it landed me dead center in the middle of the flower industry with I'm the fourth generation of a family of flower-selling people from Fremont. My great-grandfather started the family business there in 1896, followed by my grandfather and grandmother and my mom and dad. And not only that, they were extremely active in the flower industry. So it allowed me to, my dad was the president of the Society of American Florists. My mother is a professional floral communicator, and she would travel and give presentations all around the country. So that encompassed my life. So I got to know the flower industry from the inside out. And including that our family had, we had seven greenhouses in Fremont, Nebraska, and we grew all the flowers originally. When I first came on the scene in the 60s, they grew everything that they sold. And then over a period of time, that kind of changed as we started to import flowers or ship them from coasts or other locations. So.
Well, there's certainly no doubt that you've been in the business forever. And as you said, from the beginning to the end consumer and everything in between. And you said your mom traveled. Well, you also travel, Jay.
Correct. So my mother and I are the so happy that we are both have been given the Tommy Bright Award, which is a lifetime achievement award for communication in and education in the flower industry. So my mother received it 10 years before I received it, and then I was also bestowed the same award. We're the only second generation who has received that. So I had a good teacher. My mom was a really good teacher. She could enthrall the audiences with great stories, and I've kind of followed in those footsteps because I got to watch her all the time and got to see that too. So
what a great mentor and educator. Well, Jay, the last time I talked to you, which has been a while ago, you said, well, we need to have this conversation because I'm off to Colombia, and you were talking about the country. What do you do in other countries?
Yes. So one of my passions is to teach people about the flowers that we have. And one of the most fascinating stories is the story behind the flower, the farms that they come from, the farmers that grow them. And several years ago, we produced a 40-series documentary about the flower farms in California. California is one of the seven Mediterranean climates on the planet, and they grow the widest variety of flowers on the planet come from California. So then we produced another documentary about the flowers and foliages of Florida and their distinct, unique place in the market to produce all of these fabulous foliages, over 126 different kinds of foliage, cut foliage. Then last year, we went to Colombia, and Colombia is the largest exporter of flowers to the United States, and Colombia kind of got a bad rap, I think, a little many years ago. People try and my term for it is weaponize the flower industry a little bit to try and talk about different political views. But the truth of the matter is that Colombia is right at the equator, and they have the perfect growing climate to grow flowers 365 days a year. So they can grow specific things like carnations, roses, hydrangeas, pom-poms, chrysanthemums, all the time, and provide what we need, not only for the U.S., but for all over the globe. And they're fascinating because they do all these sustainable, wonderful things for both the environment, the land, and the people that work in the farms. So we've created that, and that episode, that documentary is, we just published the fifth episode of it. It'll be a 12-series show that is available on my website, ubloom.com. So that's the letter U. BLOOM.com. All of my documentary series are there, and they're free for anyone to watch.
And saying that, there are other things on that same site. I mean, we can learn how to do something by watching you.
Absolutely. So we started ubloom.com 12 years ago, and we decided that it would be functional for us to put up a flower project every week so that people could learn how to create flowers. And we started with our first series, which was called JTV, which was tailored to the professional florist. It was my first intention. Well, JTV is now available also on my YouTube channel. We have over 60,000 subscribers and 9 million views there. I mean, it's incredible how people just love that crazy little JTV series. And JTV, I used to joke about it, was kind of like, if you are familiar with Pee Wee Herman, it's kind of like Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse for Flowers. So it's a funny little show, and we would do fun little things on it. Well, then after we did 24 seasons of that, we produce a show every week. So we did 24 seasons of that consecutively. We decided that we would start a new show called Fun with Flowers and Jay, and that's the show that's on ubloom.com. And it takes place in a mudroom like we would have in our home, and it shows us quick ways that we can use and experience flowers in our life at all avenues, 365 days a year. So we put up a new show every week there. Ubloom.com has a subscription base for Fun with Flowers and Jay. The JTV series that's on YouTube is free.
Okay.
So it's crazy. It's let's see. So the subscription, I'll tell you, is $3.99 a month.
But I don't know.
Like $2 if you sign up for a year. So
that's less than most people. Yeah, most people spend more of that than coffee. So
exactly,
so Jay,
exactly. I love that. Thank you for thank you for that analogy.
we're visiting with Jay Schwanke, and you know, as he just said, you can see him on your techie kinds of things, but if you plan on March 17th, you can come to see him in person at the Cass County Community Center. This is the 20th anniversary of the Spring Garden Seminar, but it is completely different than anything we've done in the past. People say, well, I don't plant a garden. I don't want to come to that. Well, let me tell you, you're going to miss out on some really good stuff if you don't come to that. In addition to two presentations by Jay, we're also going to have a presentation by Miss Nini. Most people know Miss Nini. That's Janine Knopp, and she'll be doing a presentation also over the noon hour. So, folks, you need to get signed up now. We want to be sure that there's room for you at the Cass County Community Center. That's a new place, a different place than we've had in the past. So you can go online to the Extension website, a Cass County Extension website. You can probably go downtown in a lot of towns, pick up a brochure, but you want to get registered. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at KJAN. $35 gets you the whole day, plus a full meal and some, we're calling them lightning learnings. Just a whole lot of stuff going on, Jay, on March 17th. And give us just
we're
a little.
We're going to have tons of flowers.
Ah.
Foliage, Levon. So
the live stuff.
All of my wonderful flower friends want to make sure that they can, that people in Atlanta can experience their flowers and foliage. So they're sending them in, and we're going to experience lots of fun stuff.
All right. Again, that is on March 17th. Get signed up. And in addition, we need to mention that there is an offering by the Area Association of Libraries for the evening program. So, Jay, there's just so much stuff going on, and we are so excited to have you coming here. Give us just one little teaser in addition to fresh flowers, one other teaser of why we should come and see you.
Well, we're going to have my two award-winning books there, too.
Uh-huh.
So my two books, Fun with Flowers, which won the Living Now Book Award, and then Bloom 365, which just recently won the Independent Book Award for Home and Garden. It's the first time ever that a cut flower book has won the IPPI Award in the United States, and we are so pleased about that. But we're going to have those available there, and we'll be selling them, and I'm going to do book signings for people, too. Both are filled with tips and tricks.
And beautiful
for making
pictures.
Flower arranging easy.
Yeah, and beautiful pictures. So thank you so much, Jay Schwanke. We are looking forward to seeing you on March 17th. And until next time, folks, think spring.